Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about gossip, just what damage that can do and also what you can do when you encounter that to hold your head a bit higher and to stop the prevalence of this phenomena. We humans are social creatures. Because of this social structure, we have an inbuilt interest in other people's affairs. And it's got a lot to do with how we understand the world in terms of in-groups and out-groups. By finding out things about other people, it allows us to feel like we're a part of the in-group. We connect socially over that information. Now, obviously, we all know that this can be quite a damaging thing. And the nature and the prevalence of this is actually changing quite a lot in recent years with the advent of social media and the new technologies making this a lot easier to do. Giving people a much bigger audience than they've ever had before. One of the reasons this can be just so damaging and detrimental is that there's never any fact-checking. And that can have a massive impact on people's world, as well as, because of the fact that we're social creatures, it can have a massive impact on people's social standing, and social pressure and social influence is huge. So we've got some strategies to manage this today. The ingredients for fire are oxygen and fuel. The ingredients for gossip are audiences primarily. And that's a type of oxygen. So one of the first things to do, I guess, is to try and limit the amount of oxygen that you personally contribute to this when you are privy to information being spread. And maybe that looks like not spreading it, not sharing it, not liking the post on social media. Maybe that looks like disengaging or changing the subject when you're in person. But if you are privy to it, my second strategy is to think about holding that information in the way that you would want that information to be held. And the question is, would I want this said about me? I think it's also really important, where applicable, to actually tell the person about the fact that this is happening. And maybe ask yourself, is this something that I would want to know if this were happening? Because one of the other things that's really true when it comes to our understanding of ourselves and the world and the influence of gossiping and communication is that there's a psychological process called an attribution error. And that is that we attribute the cause of others' luck or difficulty differently than we do our own. And typically it looks like when others succeed or do something really, really well, we consider that that's just pure luck. And in some ways we then envy them as a result of that, or we have a particular feeling about them. When we consider ourselves and when things have worked well for us, we see that it's down to hard work and diligence. And so this becomes a really, really powerful thing when we are discussing the lives of others. Because it's true, we never actually really know the full story unless the person's there telling the story themselves. We never really get the full story. We don't get the opportunity to ask questions. We're often passing along misinformation. This week's Mind Game, I think this represents a great opportunity to transform this spread of information into something that can actually strengthen our understanding of others. And if we actually ask ourselves, if we use a mindset of trying to understand others and their situations and what could be happening, we might be able to learn more about ourselves in that process as well. So asking questions like, well, I wonder what would allow that to occur. I wonder if we're missing something here. I wonder if there's a part of this picture that we don't have. Can all be ways that we can start to stop the spread of gossip and also try and actually connect and understand and learn more about other people's lives as well as our own. So, don't tell them I told you this week with Mind Games.